Blitz, KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter. At Fred Fowler, there you are. At AJ is the real. At Jon Snow with a zero. At Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first hour, we talked a little bit about Vegas. We talked a little bit about Tom Petty. And then a lot about the Texans. And this is where we sort of shift focus. Start talking about the rest of the league. So let's go through the other games.
As fun as it was talking about the Texans. That's the most fun I've had watching a Texans game in some time.
Oh, yeah. That was you put up 57 in a friggin' NFL game and looked that good doing it. Oh, by the way, before we get to this.
Last week was pretty fun, too.
I would have liked
fun
to win.
It was an exciting game to watch.
I was just looking up total QBR leaders. I'll give you your top 10. Number 10, Russell Wilson.
That's surprising.
Yeah. Well, what else is also surprising is, like, Alex Smith is 17. I thought he was having a pretty good year. All right, Tyrod Taylor, number 9. Jared Goff, number 8. Not surprising. Played well. Marcus Mariota, number 7. This one's skewered because he had one really big game. Case Keenum is 6.
Yeah.
Well, they've only all had a few games. Matt Ryan, 5. Carson Wentz, 4. Dak Prescott, 3. Tom Brady, 2. Deshaun Watson, number 1.
Number one in the league, huh?
Number one in the league.
That's surprising.
It is and it isn't, but again, he's also got a smaller sample size than those other guys.
Well, not as much as Case Keenum, and you could argue that this one game is boosting him as much as it is Case Keenum. But whatever it is, it's undeniable what he did in this one game.
Well, I think he was just as good last week.
He was, but so.
It's two games, man. I mean,
he didn't do anything in week two, and he lost in week one.
Well, he came in at halftime of week one.
Well, it still tallies into that number.
Yeah, it does. The second game was 3 days of prep, so I knew that they were going to come out and have a little bit better offensive performance against the Patriots than they did against the Bengals. But all right, let's move on to the other games, and we start with. Yeah, I love London games. That was hard to watch because I like getting up at 8. I like getting up at 8:30 and being able to watch a game, and it'd be the only game, and it's a lot of fun. But that game was awful. I mean, it was just awful. I know the Saints won, so Saints fans happy, but the penalties, the sloppiness. I mean, how many penalties were in that damn game? It was ridiculous.
Yeah, it was an ugly game.
Yeah. So, but hey, two in a row for the Saints and. Their win last week got flattered a little bit by what the Panthers did. So, yeah, 19 penalties in the game. 8 for 71 for the Saints, 11 for 90 for the Dolphins. And it was just...
Jay Cutler was awful.
Yeah.
I mean, hell, Drew Brees was awful for most of the game.
Yeah, and it was just a hard watch. But what are you going to do? Okay, my computer is... You having internet problems? It just got really slow all of a sudden. Okay, we go to...
I can go through the games if you want.
No, I got them. We go to your Bills going in and beating the Falcons. Thought that was another nice win for Buffalo. Suddenly 3-1 and in first place in the East.
Yeah, I think... I mean, a lot of it had to do with Julio Jones goes out. That's
And Noah Muhammad Sanu. They got short at receiver, but...
Really short at receiver. They end up... I mean... Tevin Coleman ends up being your leading receiver for the Falcons. But I mean, when you take away those guys, it's going to be tough sledding, because the Bills didn't do anything offensively that wowed. I mean, LeSean McCoy was okay.
Yeah,
Tyrod Taylor was okay, but they didn't turn it over, which the Falcons did. Matt Ryan throws two picks, and lost a fumble. So three turnovers for Matt Ryan.
Yeah. You're not going to win many games.
You ain't
going
to win
that.
Many games.
No one else in this city cared about the Bengals Browns, but I did, because I bet the Bengals heavy. 31-7. Yeah, that was not a sweat at all. And it's funny, because I gave the stat on the show. Average score the last three times the Bengals have been in Cleveland, 30-5.
Yeah.
Pretty close. Rams Cowboys, we talked about this a little bit. Todd Gurley was just an absolute man, both in the run game and the receiving game. And Cowboys offensively looked really good, but the Rams have a really good game plan, a really solid plan, where you run the ball with Gurley, Goff made some plays, protected the football, and seven field goals helps too.
Yeah, I mean, it was a weird game, but I feel like the Rams are the team that was supposed to win. I feel like the Rams outplayed them pretty much at every turn. The Rams were better offensively. They were better defensively. They dominated it with their offensive front against that Cowboys front seven. I still don't know if I believe in the Rams, because I don't trust Jared Goff. But if they can get ahead, they're kind of like Jacksonville. If they can get ahead of you and just be a run-heavy team, they're built for that. And they're like Jacksonville with a good defense. So if they can get ahead of you and let Todd Gurley go, and then keep that defense out there, and then let Todd Gurley go, that's a tough team to stop.
Yeah, I wonder what's going to happen. They got down early in this one, but not way down. So
can we agree Sean McVay is a pretty damn good coach?
Or that Jeff Fisher is just a horrible
one? Yeah, both. Like the change. And I'm going to eat crow, because I picked the Rams to finish last in that division.
Don't eat crow. Trust me.
Oh, I know.
It sucks.
Figuratively.
Ah. Lions go in and beat the Vikings. This sucked, because Dalvin Cook was my emerging star fantasy running back, and he's out for the year. The Lions, man, they're one inch away from being undefeated, basically.
Yep.
And from that game against the Falcons. And I
are the Lions good?
I don't know if I'm buying yet, but I like their defense. Their defense is, and Minnesota has a really good defense too. I just don't know that you're going to be able to win long term with Case Keenum. That's the problem. You need to get Sam Bradford back and healthy, and that may not happen. But I think the Lions look good, right? The Lions, to me, are like the Eagles. Right now, they look like they're pretty good teams, but I need to see more. I need to see a bigger body of work. Panthers over the Patriots, 33-30.
This was interesting.
Yeah, it was. And, of course, Brady brings the Patriots back to tie it, and then the Panthers march down, get the game-winning field goal.
Cam Newton had his first even average game of the season.
Yeah, well, he was really good yesterday, but I'm kind of wondering if the Patriots defense isn't kind of this year's Saints defense for quarterbacks.
It ain't helping them.
No.
It ain't helping them.
They are not playing well.
And the offensive line wasn't good. Brady got sacked three times yesterday, which I don't have the stats on how often that happens, but it doesn't happen very often.
Well, I'm not worried about the Patriots, because I think they're one of those teams that gets better as they go. But I will say this. Panthers came in with the number one defense. Brady still puts up 30. That's pretty good. And I thought the Panthers defense played pretty well, and then to give up 30 points. Jets, same record as the Patriots. 23-20 over the Jaguars. And the thing about the Jaguars, and we talked about, they're pretty good front runners. I'll give them credit. They got back in this game, but they can't finish. I mean, there was just so many little plays they could have made to win. It's 10-minute overtime. Man.
It's a pressure on, huh?
It does, because if you go on like an 8-minute drive to kick a field goal, the other team's got a...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
But if you can go on an 8-minute drive, you're the better team anyway.
Theoretically.
I mean, well, there's penalties and things that could happen.
Yeah, or the less tired team.
Yeah, for the most part, if you can go, if you put together an 8-minute drive in overtime, you're supposed to win.
Steelers over the Ravens, 26-9. I think the best part about this one was Antonio Brown flipping his lid on the sideline and flipping the cooler.
Yeah, I feel the Ravens are just a mess. I mean, hell, Even Justin Tucker missed a field goal yesterday. It's like the end times there in Baltimore.
Is there anything that can be trusted anymore?
I don't know. I don't know what to believe in. Justin Tucker missing field goals makes me question everything in the world. Joe Flacco, I mean, giving the ball away twice. He got sacked a bunch of times. He was just a mess. And the Ravens can't run the ball. They can't do anything right now. I mean, Marshall Yanda was such a vital piece to that offensive line. That they went from being an offense to just an atrocious one overnight. And, you know, the Steelers weren't way better. Le'Veon Bell had a nice game.
Yeah, finally.
But he also had a lot of volume, which that helps his overall numbers. Dude had 35 carries.
Yeah.
144 yards is nothing to sneeze at, but on 35 carries, you start to be like, okay, well, that's pretty good.
Well, and they were able to run the ball because they were ahead, too.
Right.
And
that's what I'm saying. Most of that comes after the show is over at this thing. But
if I'm a Steelers fan, I'm encouraged because Big Ben hasn't played well yet. You know he will. Antonio Brown hasn't had the breakout yet. You know he will. And if you get that kind of performance out of Le'Veon Bell, you don't need him carrying the ball 35 times. But they're going to be okay. I'm encouraged by the Steelers defense. I think the Steelers defense has played pretty well. And if that offense gets rolling, then they'll be fine.
Well, I think you'll be encouraged by anybody's defense who plays the Ravens for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, but I think they've been pretty good all year. Even
they've played
the Bears ran the ball against
Vikings
them really well.
And the Browns. That's who they've played so far. I'd feel good about that defense too.
Cardinals beat the 49ers in overtime. Best thing about this was if you bet the 49ers and it got to overtime, you were
yes,
happy.
Yes. Money in the bank already.
Yeah. Carson Palmer.
The 49ers they hung with them all game.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not a, you know.
I know they're 0-4, but they're not a horrible 0-4.
Yeah. And hell, they may not win a game all year. I don't know. But I feel like they are.
They're going to win a game.
They're getting better, and they're going to eventually. I don't know what the time limit is on Shano there. I don't know how long he's got to turn it around, especially if he has like a 2-14 year, which this year could very easily be. But once that dude starts to get some real talent in there, that team is going to get good in a hurry because they've got the right guy at the helm. And I remember saying, God, why has no one hired Shanahan yet? Why has no one hired him yet? And then he took the last job available, and I'm like, ugh. I almost felt bad for him. Like, what a disaster that no one else wanted to wait around. You think the Giants, if they could go back and do it again, would take Shanahan over McAdoo?
Oh, I'm sure they would.
Oh, no brainer. Yeah. No brainer.
We'll get to that team in a minute. Ugh. But
0-4 is 0-4, but they've gotten blown out once.
Their 0-4 looks a lot better than the Giants 0-4.
No doubt. They've been competitive in every game except for one, and they've been competitive against the Seahawks, the Rams, and the Cardinals. And at Seattle, at Arizona, they've been competitive in those games, which last year they wouldn't have been.
Somebody asked, what happened to 1560? It's on 94.1 now, FM.
Switch over. But what happened to 1560? What's on it now?
Like Vietnamese music.
Who? I want to know who switched over to Czech.
What do you mean?
Who turned on 1560 on purpose? It was like, what's going on here?
All right, guys, got to tell you, did you have an accident this weekend? Hell, I almost had one today. I almost died, and if I hadn't have died.
I thought you meant an accident, like a bathroom incident.
No, like a car accident.
Car accident.
Or maybe in the bathroom. Maybe you slipped and fell in someone else's bathroom. Maybe, no. Seriously, John, you're screwing my live read here, okay? I already got this ass clown burping in the middle of him.
I didn't burp.
You did Friday.
That was
Friday.
An accident. I couldn't shut my mic off.
I know. You already got that. And then you're doing this. You do realize that this is, you know, this is my client, right? You know that. Thankfully, he's got a great sense of humor. He's also a terrific lawyer. And that's why if you did have an accident, car, truck, slip and fall, overtime, anything, you better dial Dave. My man Dave is, I'll be honest, he's just a badass when it comes to lawyers. Other lawyers go to him for stuff. That's how good he is. And his track record in court is incredible. And if you don't know whether or not you need a lawyer, give him a call. He'll tell you. He'll give you free legal advice. He'll say, hey, yeah, we can help you out. Or he'll tell you, nah, this is not something we do. And if you're hurt from an accident, telling you, it can really be difficult to focus on your medical treatment because you're dealing with the insurance companies and forms, and they're trying to give you the runaround. Well, they got lawyers, so you need a lawyer. And with Mestemaker and Straub, you're going to have a specialized attorney who will deal with the insurance companies while you can go on recovering. Don't wait. Call Houston-based Mestemaker and Straub right now, 713-626-8900, 713-626-8900, and let them put your mind at rest. Or go to LawyerDave.com and check them out there. And again, if you just have a question, it's like, hey, do I need a lawyer here? They'll tell you. 713-626-8900. Better dial Dave.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
I think in the argument of best Petty songs, this is in the argument.
It's up there.
This is one of my favorites. I haven't really thought about which one's my favorite, but I love this one.
I think
You Don't Know How It Feels is my favorite. I've always liked that song. Always like a
Get to
American
the point.
Girl.
Let's roll another joint.
Yeah.
Wildflowers is another one that I kind of like. What were you going to say, John?
I think this is breaking news. EJ Manuel will start for the Raiders on Sunday.
Ooh.
Oh, no.
So Derek Carr's injury looks pretty serious.
Oh, no.
I don't know about serious, but at least serious enough to announce that he's not playing Sunday on a Monday.
Well, I got to tell you. You know, when people make the argument for Colin Kaepernick should be in the NFL, first guy I'd point at is EJ Manuel. I'd say, this dude's got a job, Colin Kaepernick doesn't. EJ Manuel is not good at sport.
Oh, here it is. Derek Carr has a transverse process fracture in the back. We'll miss at least this week.
Oh, boy.
Well, it's funny because they were...
That's devastating for a team that can't get offense.
Well, and they were acting like it wasn't going to be that bad. And then... when they said his legs went numb, I'm like, whoa, that's not supposed to happen.
That's my MVP, man.
Yeah.
he was not playing well yesterday when he got hurt. And part of it is that offensive line has just, as good as they're supposed to be, they were getting tore up yesterday.
AJ, you asked about Tom Brady being sacked three times or more this season. He's been sacked three times or more, three out of the four games.
Oh, my gosh.
Guess how many times that happened last year?
Zero, I would guess.
Twice.
Oh.
Twice last year. He got sacked four times against Buffalo and three times against Cincinnati. And the whole season last year, he had 15.
Wow. All right, let's get to the rest of these games. Eagles go into L.A., and my goodness, it was a home game. That whole crowd was a Philadelphia crowd. They were chanting the whole time. And... I like this Eagles team. I like Carson Wentz. I like their front seven. Boy, their secondary gives up some big plays, though. And I just don't think the Chargers, you look at them on paper, talent-wise, they shouldn't be 0-4.
No.
But the reality is they don't know how to win football games.
They're losers. And like I talk about, losing teams lose, they're losers.
Philip Rivers is going to make a critical mistake. And, I mean, it just... Oh, and then the Eagles had the ball so much in the first half. It almost hurt the Chargers that they come out and get a long touchdown when their defense had been on the field. Because by the second half, they're just giving the ball to LeGarrette Blount, and he's just running over people.
Yeah.
But Eagles are 3-1. They're kind of, to me, like they're like the Lions, though. I don't know what they are yet. There's things I like about them and things I look at and go, that needs to be cleaned up. And speaking of 0-4, Giants lose to the Bucks. Did cover in the end because it was 2.5 was the final number. But, yeah, the Giants are, they look better in this game, but not good enough. And Jameis Winston with a nice game. Bucks are 2-1. That was yes, for the people who love to remind us how wrong we are about things that, like predicting before the damn season. Yes, we picked the Giants to win the division. I think we can say that's going to be wrong. Forget about all the other picks that look pretty good, but no.
Mine is actually the opposite, I think. I think I picked Philadelphia to win the division. That's probably the only thing that's going right for me.
So this is just Cowboys fan out there wanting to wag their things in our face.
Oh, by the way, Jack DeReal said that Carr is out 2 to 6 weeks.
Oh boy.
2 to 6? That's a pretty wide range there. Ugh, man. That's a problem. Okay.
Yeah, that's trouble.
Well, speaking of that game, Broncos beat the Raiders. Really good defensive effort from the Broncos. Did not look good on offense, although Anderson had a pretty decent day carrying the ball. But Trevor Siemian, starting to look like Trevor Siemian again. But that defense just basically dominated the Raiders' offensive line. And once you lose Carr, I'm not liking your chances. That's the same team that couldn't come in here and win a playoff game last year if you don't have him.
That ain't a good thing for them. They've been struggling with Derek Carr the last couple weeks.
Yeah, he didn't look good before he got hurt.
No. So the problem is, like Marshawn Lynch, that experiment's not working out. Marshawn Lynch isn't giving them anything. They're a bad shape right now. Amari Cooper's having trouble getting open.
Yeah.
Michael Crabtree missed the game this week because he's hurt.
I think it starts with the offensive line for them, though, because when they're playing well, Carr has time to throw the ball. Those guys have time to get open, and you make big plays. And we haven't seen that the last couple weeks. Seahawks over the Colts. And this game actually was competitive for quite a while. It turned out not to be because it exploded. But first time that I think the Seahawks have really just sort of looked like the Seahawks in the second half of that game. And I would be encouraged. But their offensive line still, been talking about this a lot this year. They're still struggling. I mean, Wilson was sacked 3 times. They got some pressure on him. But in the end, Seattle way too much for Indianapolis.
Yeah. Yeah, that offense finally got a little bit rolling last night, and then they lose their running back.
Yeah.
And that's going to be a tough blow. Because now Eddie Lacy and McKissick, they look like they're going to be the guys who get the bulk of the carries. I don't know if I trust Eddie Lacy.
No.
But yeah, they pulled away last night, but I'm still not sold on what they are overall.
I'm kind of with you.
The defense isn't as good as it has been in the past. I don't know.
But I think they'll fix things because that's what good coaching stuff.
Yeah,
good coaching staffs do. And yeah, that's the thing. That's why I keep talking about. I'm not too worried about the Patriots. I'm not too worried about the Packers. I'm not too worried about the Seahawks. Those things will get turned around. Aaron wants to know, at what point do the Chargers need to draft a quarterback in the first round if they have a top 5 pick next year? Should they take one? They really need to start looking ahead, no question.
Well, I don't know. That's another thing we should probably get to as far as what happened in college this weekend. Because
yeah, we will. We can do that next segment, actually.
I've got a lot of people who are now on the, dude, Sam Darnold isn't that good thing. And while, yes, Sam Darnold has not looked good so far this year. To me, it doesn't change what Sam Darnold is as an NFL prospect. I'm not ready to throw that out the window.
No, I will say what I said before the season. I still prefer Josh Rosen. And I've been saying that all along, but I think they go 1-2.
Yeah.
They should go 1-2.
Yeah, I still like Darnold the best. But I understand why people are questioning him. But yeah, I'm not ready to just, like, there's people who are like, oh, that guy's no good. What are we even talking about? Okay.
Apparently, Tom Petty not confirmed dead.
It's been going back and forth. I don't
he's
know.
He's dead. He's not dead. We don't know. We're going to keep playing Tom Petty songs.
Yeah.
All right. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, let's talk about some of the college football action. Pretty interesting weekend, to say the least. This is a good one, too. This is a contender.
Yeah.
Definitely. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. She loved him so. Turn around and let him go. Then he said you better watch your step. Or you're going to get hurt yourself. Someone's going to tell you lies. Cut you down to size. Don't do it like that. Need a new restaurant to go to?
Find an organic Vietnamese taco truck around here.
Visit culturemap.com to get the latest restaurant and bar news from Culture Map food editor Eric Sandler.
This is a Zadok Jewelers ESPN 97.5 Sports Update.
Zadok Jewelers, Houston's premier luxury jeweler for more than 40 years.
Here's Matt Pauly.
Houston Astros baseball finishing out the regular season with 101 wins after a win against the Red Sox yesterday, 4-3. And now these two teams will continue to play each other as they open up the ALDS against each other in Houston coming up on Thursday. A disappointing year for the Texas Rangers. They lose to the A's yesterday 5-2 in the season finale, and with that, the Rangers finish six games below 500 at 78-84. Nothing disappointing about the Texans' performance yesterday. They score a franchise record 57 points in the win against the Titans, 57-14. Now, wide receiver Tyler Irvin did injure his knee in the game. Still waiting for an update on him. Up next for the Texans, they will host the Chiefs on Sunday Night Football.
I'm Matt Pauly with this sports update on ESPN 97.5.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. So funny because our buddies at Culture Map apparently in 2010 did a top 10 list of best Petty songs.
Oh, really?
And so they retweeted it out, obviously, with the news or not news of his death or near death or what we don't know. But I don't like their list, I'm just going to say. Refugee's not even in their top 10. That's crazy.
Damn.
Yeah, don't come around
Damn
here. No,
mappers.
Don't come around here no more is number 10. Which, video, yeah. Song-wise, eh. Number 9, they have Swingin'. Eh, doesn't do much for me. Number 8, Here Comes My Girl. Okay. Number 7, Learning to Fly. That's a good one. Number 6, Walls. Number 5, Insider. Number 4, Listen to Her Heart. None of these do much for me. 3, Free Fallin'. Okay. 2, Southern Accents. Mm-mm. And 1, American Girl.
No Last Dance with Mary Jane?
No Last Dance with Mary Jane, which I think is
and
a...
no,
is it no,
no You Don't Know How It Feels?
Nope. And no Refugee.
And no Free Fallin'?
No, Free Fallin's on there, but it's okay. Like 7, I think.
And
what, no, 3. Free Fallin is
3. What
about
American Girl?
Number 1.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm okay with number 1.
Respect that.
I'm okay with number 1 and number 3, but that top 5, you're missing three of the best songs.
I remember
you
when...
You know what? I also liked the song he did with Stevie Nicks, Stop Dragging My Heart Around.
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
Well, we talked about him. He was he was a major player in that, the Defiant ones.
Yeah.
But I remember... when the Traveling Wilburys album came out, how excited I was. And, you know, just being I grew up being a Beatles fan and a Petty fan and a Bob Dylan fan.
Yeah, I was really excited about that.
And I was like,
too.
All of them together. And then I didn't know much about Roy Orbison or Jeff Lynne. And Roy Orbison actually died before the second record came out. But
yeah.
I just remember thinking, like, this is going to be the best music that's ever been invented. And none of it was like, you know, mind blowing, but there was some stuff like End of the Line was a really good song.
Yeah.
And She's My Baby was a really good song. They had some good stuff on there. So
Handle with Care. I kind of like that.
Yeah. It's a good song too. Yeah. They had some hits out of that thing. And I remember just thinking like, this is going, it's just imagining like what it would be to have that many legends in one studio working together just seemed like such a brilliant idea to me. And yeah, I think Tom Petty's one of those guys that everybody wanted to work with, everybody respected.
Or still respects. We don't know.
Well, yeah, we don't know.
Tweeter and the Monkey Man. I like that one too. But the thing is, it's funny because you've had these super groups try to form before. It's pretty rare when they deliver what you hope.
Yeah.
But those guys, man, I was like, oh, this is going to be great. And Roy Orbison, you know, I grew up with country because this my mom was into before I when I was till I was about 8, and Roy Orbison was always real big in our house, and just because he had such a cool, unique voice,
yeah,
and then of course Van Halen remade his song and
favorite super groups.
Ooh,
give me top 3.
I had to think about that a little bit because
God, I like Cream, number one.
Yeah. Although they were kind of big and then went their separate directions.
Yeah. But, I mean, when you got like, yeah, I don't know. I think because Eric Clapton was, and I don't know if that was just, it almost seemed like Eric Clapton's band, but then Jack Bruce was from Manfred Mann. And at the time, I didn't know what
Yeah, Cream's got to be on that list. Temple of the Dog's got to be on that list for me.
Yeah. I don't know if I'd have them top three. Do Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young count as a super group?
Yeah, they do.
Okay, they're in my list. And probably Bad Company, who I always tell you is one of my favorite underrated bands. I love Bad Company.
They weren't really a super group, though.
They the guys came from Free and Mott the Hoople and
yeah, I guess
King Crimson. Yeah, they all it was three big time bands.
Well, then I can go with Deep Purple then, because those guys all came from.
Were they in successful bands all of them before?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think that's what it boils down to.
Actually, I guess Rainbow more than Deep Purple, because that was Ritchie Blackmore and all those guys. I guess I'd have to see the actual definition. Would Audioslave count?
Audioslave would count. For
okay,
sure.
Audioslave would be up there for me.
Yeah.
They would be top three, no question.
I also liked The Highwaymen with Johnny Cash and Willie Nelson and Waylon and Christofferson. That's some of the few country groups that I got into.
You know what? I got to put Bad Company up there because I didn't realize that all those guys had been so successful before that. Because I just knew them as Bad Company growing up.
Yep.
Saw them twice.
Man,
really good live.
I would have loved it. I'd love to still, but and I don't know if they're even.
Paul Rogers has one of the best voices for rock and roll ever. Yeah, Breakdown didn't make the list. Running Down a Dream.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah. So.
Well, who wrote it? Who at Culture Map?
It's not somebody I'm familiar with.
Put their name on it.
Yeah, let me find it. Hang on. I already got rid of it because it pissed me off.
Okay, good.
So. 713-780.
It's Jim Bevilla or something?
It's not somebody.
Does he still work here?
I don't know. It was written in 2010, so I don't know.
He's probably fired by now for writing that nonsense.
281 mentions Damn Yankees. As far as hair bands go, yeah, that was a pretty good one.
Okay, so here's another thing I had thought about, Fred, and I'll give you some time on this.
Okay.
But because I felt weird, then I told you I was like surprisingly saddened by Tom Petty's reported death, although who the hell knows?
Yeah.
Who would be, and let's keep it to people over 50, but if I had you make a top five celebrities that could die and you'd be like devastated by it the most, do you know who you'd go
with?
Well,
yeah, because I think two of them already in here. If Petty's dead, that's one of them for me. And Chris Cornell.
Yeah.
That hit me hard for some reason. But the ones that are still alive, I need to think about that.
Like,
a little
I know
bit.
When Willie Nelson dies, I'm going to be like,
yeah, oh God,
damn, they're inconsolable. I know when Paul McCartney dies, it's going to bum me out really, really bad. As much as I love the Stones and I love Led Zeppelin, I don't know if I feel like I have a connection to any of those guys in those bands that is going to make me just, it's going to cripple me.
And we all feel like Keith Richards should have died years ago.
I mean, it's amazing that he hasn't, to be honest.
Right.
Maybe when Jimmy Page dies, because I always respected his work so much, but it's I feel like those two, Willie Nelson and Paul McCartney, are way up on my list.
Eddie Van Halen is way up on my list because that's a guy who basically started a whole revolution of rock guitar and was a huge influence on
Bob Dylan will be a big one for me.
Yeah. I'm trying to think who else.
And mostly it's stuff that I grew up on, you know?
Yeah.
Like that's what it
well,
is.
Well, it's and I think of influences and guys who influenced me, and like Freddie Mercury to this day, that just hit me in the gut.
Yeah.
But Eddie Van Halen will be up there too, because from a guitar perspective. And you know, and then but most of those that you mentioned, I think, influence a lot of us.
Yep.
So, but I mean, they're the ones that have hit me over the last few years. David Bowie, for some reason, that one got me. If something happens to Petty, I mean, if that's true, Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think he's got. Either way, he doesn't have brain function. So I mean,
he's dead.
Yeah.
And mentioned Cornell for some reason. That one got me. And then I guess when God, I'm blanking. Robin Williams.
Oh yeah, that bothered you.
Yeah, that one. That was depressing. I'm trying to think of actors, like if there's any actors like that.
I don't know if there's any actors I care about enough that I'm going to be like, when Bill Murray dies, I'll be bummed about it because he made me laugh a lot.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe De Niro.
Yeah, he might be up there. But I don't know if it's going to be like make me want to cry. I don't know if like movies don't have the same effect on me that music does.
Yeah.
Like I don't feel like a personal connection to any actors.
This is another song I love to do at karaoke with hot chicks who need a guy to do the song with them. Because
this is your jam?
Yeah, I drop that petty on them. And then they go back to their boyfriends and say, thanks, old man. But hey, at least I get up there. All right.
I'll do the Stevie Nicks part with you if you want to do this.
Yeah.
If we ever do another Blitz karaoke, maybe me and you do a duet.
You can do Stevie Nicks?
Yeah.
I think John could do Stevie Nicks. I don't know if you could do Stevie Nicks. Just because you can
do... Did I do Cher last week?
Yeah,
or
but
not?
Just because you can do Cher doesn't mean you can do Stevie Nicks. Although, you know what? Even though she's old, I still have a thing for her.
Stevie Nicks?
Yeah.
Yeah, although...
She did look kind of...
Her eyebrows are so crazy.
Yeah.
Like, I can't get past that. I mean, in that Defiant ones, I was like, what is happening here? It's insane.
I always thought she was a witch, and you know I find that sexy.
Yeah, you're into that.
All right, quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back. That's a good one, too, man. Hey, Beaumont, we're coming to Luke's Ice House Friday. Join the usual suspects and the Blitz at Luke's Ice House on Calder Avenue from 1 until 7. Joel, Nick, Fred, and A.J. will broadcast their shows live and get you ready for football, courtesy of Miller Lite and Coors Light. So don't start thinking we're coming over there all the time. That first one was planned for September, and then this one was for now.
I think it's going to be once a month, though.
But yeah, I think we're looking at once a month.
Hey, we got a Facebook message, and I got to figure out how to make these Blitz Facebook messages stop popping up on my phone.
Okay.
Because David messages, back when I said, Trump guy wished that it would have been a Muslim so they could scream about Islamic terrorism. Hey, AJ, this has nothing to do with Trump, you liberal bastard. Bastard, all capitalized. Go back to Cal.
Cal? Kal-El or?
I don't know. I had to explain to him. I said, I'm sorry to disappoint, not fit into your box, but I'm a born and raised Texan, and I'm far from liberal. And he said, only Dallas and Austin. No, wrong again. I've never lived in Dallas a day in my life. I was born in rural Brazoria County. Grew up in Houston and Austin, but no, I'm an actual real life Texan. And then he said, "Austin is basically it's basically socialist." All right, I'm gonna just stop discussing things with
yeah,
you.
That's you can't get through to people like that. I thought of a couple actors because Lawrence was talking about it's like when Michael Jackson or Prince died for me. I know those affected people a lot, but I did think of a couple actors. Samuel L. Jackson. That would get me. He's one of my favorite actors.
Yeah.
I know it's the same character. He's basically just yelling at you, and he's had it with those snakes on that plane. But Jules Wingfield, man. Pulp Fiction.
Is it going to make you sad when John Travolta dies?
Not as much.
Because he's a Scientologist?
and, well, I'm not going to say that. No, I won't miss him too much, I don't think.
But Samuel L. kind of like it dips into multiple generations. He dips a lot of his career and a lot of his movies dips into my generation as well.
Well, I mean, same with De Niro.
Yeah. Well, not as much recently though.
About Morgan Freeman.
De Niro's in like all those the Meet the Fockers and Meet the Parents movies.
Yeah, but in the last decade or so, he hasn't really done much. He's been doing
movies with Bradley Cooper.
Yeah, that
Silver Linings Playbook.
Okay, that was good, but that was more of a supporting role, though.
Yeah,
well, but you could argue that Goodfellas was more of a supporting role.
I don't know that Bobby's carrying movies by himself anymore. But
no, but he's and that's probably why he went through that incredible stretch, and then he did that movie with Wesley Snipes that didn't go very well, and then. There's always that one movie that...
Listen, you name an actor, they've got a stinker on
their
resume.
Was that baseball movie?
Yes.
I remember that.
The Fan?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was awful. But you know what? I'm going to go through and... I don't know if that's the one where it went south for him, but...
And De Niro just did that Wizard of Lies on HBO like a couple months ago.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
The Bernie Madoff thing?
Yeah. That was good.
It's pretty good.
That was good stuff.
Yeah, I think he's
wow,
all over the place. I mean, I think young people, old people know him. He did like that. God, what was that movie he did? That Grudge Match movie he did a little while ago. That was like a I didn't watch it, but I know people. I mean, it was a big movie. It was like a big Hollywood movie.
Hmm. Wow. So here's just a stretch for you of movies that he did. 74, The Godfather Part 2.
That was a good movie.
76, Taxi Driver.
That was also a good movie.
Then he had 1900, which I didn't like. Last Tycoon.
Yeah.
New York, New York. The Deer Hunter. The Swap. Raging Bull.
Raging Bull, so great.
And then True Confessions. The King of Comedy. Once Upon a Time in America. Falling in Love, Brazil. The Mission, Angel Heart, The Untouchables.
Yeah.
This is kind of where it started. You know, he did The Untouchables.
No, because he did Goodfellas after that.
Right, but he also did Midnight Run, which I think is one of his most underrated movies. And he had Jackknife, We're No Angels, Stanley and Iris. Those were kind of bums. But then Goodfellas. And then he had a stretch there where Awakenings, Guilty by Suspicion, Backdraft, Cape Fear, Mistress, Night in the City, Mad Dog and Glory, This Boy's Life, and then A Bronx Tale.
I like that.
Way underrated movie. And Casino. And then?
He did Heat after that. He did Sleepers, which is a badass movie.
It came out about the same time as came out right after The Fan, which after that,
he's done some good things. He did Men of Honor. He did
Jackie Brown.
Analyze This was a good movie. Yeah, I'm not giving up on him.
You know what? I'm kind of with you. Shark Tale?
Yes. Everybody loves Shark Tale.
Yeah, I think it's like he kind of went through the stretch where there were a bunch of them, but then he did Silver Linings Playbook, which was good. Yep. And at Las Vegas, which was okay. It was an American Hustle.
Yeah.
Okay.
Haters gonna hate.
You know what?
He was in Hands of Stone.
I retract.
Thank you.
Let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
All right. We talk a lot about, I talk a lot about sex robots. I have a question for you.
Oh, is it about sex robots?
It's about sex robots. Let's say you have
I'm not great with these questions. I don't know a lot.
Well, let's say you have a sex robot named Samantha.
Okay.
And she's got artificial intelligence. What do you think would happen?
That was a really sexist joke there, but I left it alone.
No, go ahead. You should have taken it.
No,
I think they probably know. So basically, she's a real woman is what you were going to say. But where would you not, like places you would not take your sex robot?
The shower.
That's probably a good, that's one. That's a good one.
The swimming pool, the shower, anywhere.
Any place with water.
Right. Water, not great for sex robots, I wouldn't imagine.
You probably wouldn't take her to a tech industry festival, would you? Yeah. Well, no, I'd take her to church.
Man, that'd be weird.
Hell yeah.
You'd take her to church like Hozier or a real church?
Like a real church.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I would take her everywhere except for a tech industry festival where there's a bunch of nerds who don't get laid because guess what happened? the man who owns her says she has to be repaired thanks to barbarians at the tech industry festival.
Oh, no.
Samantha was molested and seriously damaged by attendees.
Damn it.
They mounted her breasts, legs, and arms. Two fingers were broken. Quote, she was heavily soiled. People can be bad because they did not understand the technology and did not have to pay for it. They treated the doll like barbarians. I gotta tell you, what do you expect? If you're taking a sex doll to a place with a bunch of nerds who can't get laid, what do you think's going to happen to your sex doll? Your sex robot, excuse me.
It's going to get soiled.
And he asked the doll, how are you? It responded, hi, I'm fine. That's about as intelligent as a lot of women I've gone out with. But he does say, Samantha can endure a lot. She will pull through.
All right.
But that's your sex robot update and your Zadok Jewelers gem of the day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
On a Monday, we got Aubrey Theodi from Dirt Free. What's going on, Aubrey?
Hey, guys, I'm just trying to think how to follow sex roboting. I mean, I'm just really low. Carpet cleaning is so low down on the totem pole after that, you know?
Now, what if you could turn your carpet cleaning machine into a sex robot, that dual-use truck-powered machine?
It would be painful. It would be painful. I mean, Dirt Free puts the hurt on dirt. Just imagine, it would be torturous, the world's most powerful machine. It cleans carpet tile, leather grout, drapes, upholstery, air ducts. What about those air ducts? I mean, gosh, friends. Think about the water we had and germs, debris. Just come in and out. Your air duct system filters that air. Take a look inside your return. Take a white rag and zip it around in there. If you want a return clean, we've got a great sanitize free on a return cleaning special. You pick up the phone, dial 281-DIRT-FREE with 1E, 281-DIRT-FREE. We'll come after you home, do 3 months for $100, carpet tile grout, leather drapes, upholstery, air ducts, the other services like repairs, leather sofas, air duct return. If you get the other services done, we'll do a free room of carpet cleaning. But if you want just carpets done, free room, $100, $100 free speed dry, dirtfreecarpet.com, 281-DIRT-FREE. Guys, you know it works. I mean, we'll start in the worst area. If they don't love it, they don't have to pay us.
All right. That's Aubrey Theodi with Dirt Free. Appreciate the time, Aubrey. We'll talk to you next week, man.
Thanks, sir.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.